Now, what do you call the kind of cars that only have two bucket seats?
I don't know.
They're little?
One-door car, two-door car. What do you call the kind of car? What do you say?
The small, very small cars with only two seats. They're usually low and...
I don't know what you call them.
Okay, how about a car with, you mentioned two-door. Can you describe
I just call it two-doors a four-door car with two doors and it has four seats on it. I mean, two seats on it, but you have to open the door and push the front seat up to get on the back. But I don't like those kind of cars, so I'm too much trouble. I like the four-door. Mm-hmm. Get on now, please.
Okay. Now, do you have any names for very, very large and pretentious cars?
Well, Cadillacs and Lincoln, Mercury's.
Are there any slang names for those?
Yeah, the expensive cars, all I know.
Okay. What is the automobile with two seats, four seats, two bench seats, and it has a gate at the back that can drop down?
Has a gate back there.
It's usually very...
So what is it?
Yeah, well, it's very long car.
A station wagon.
Okay. And how about the kind where the top comes down?
Sport model.
Yeah.
Convertible.
Okay. Now, what kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house?
A delivery truck.
And how would you describe this?
They just closed in, and you have opened the back door to take out whatever you're going to buy, your articles or your produce.
Okay, now what about the small trucks that are open in the back?
I don't know. They're just trucks, aren't they? What do you call them? Which one?
Do you have a name for the ones that farmers
open
use?
Open trucks? No, I don't know. What do you call them?
Would you use pickup truck?
Yeah, I think so. That's a pretty good name. I've heard that.
Okay. And what might you take to the airport instead of a cab or taxi?
What might you take to the airport?
Yeah.
What?
If you didn't drive your own car, you didn't take a taxi.
Limousine. They have the limousine. They have their own service you get.
Okay. And what kinds of public transportation do they have here?
They have buses. They call them buses.
Okay. Now, where's the speedometer on your car?
Right in the front there.
Yeah. What do you call that thing?
The speedometer? What is
the whole thing that, where all the little dials are? Do you have one name for all that?
Yeah, I know what you call them. All the way across the front.
Yeah.
I can't think of them. What do you call them?
The dashboard?
Yeah, the dashboard. That's it.
Okay. And what's the little place over on the right side where you would keep maps and things?
Your pocket. Inside pocket. A locker.
Okay. And what might you wrap around several maps to keep them together? It stretches?
You rubble it if you want to.
And what?
You put a rubber around there, a cord, or whatever you have to tie it with.
Okay. And if you had a few sheets of paper, what might you keep them together with? It's a little metal thing?
A little clamp. A little clamp.
Okay.
Hey, either one of these, what you call me?
They look different than that. Mm. They're kind of...
The little clamps like? I've seen those.
They look like that sort of...
I say, well, that's what you call those little clamps,
okay.
Aren't they?
Yeah. And where would you keep your spare tire?
In your trunk, if you have it.
Okay. And what do you push with your foot to make the car
brake? The gas, all this thing. You put your foot on it. The brakes? What you don't pump your gas? You're talking about when you're driving your car.
When you drive it to make it go.
What you call that? I just put your foot on the gas. I don't know what the name of it is.
Okay. Now, how do you shift gears in the car without automatic transmission?
I don't have shift gear car.
Are there different kinds of those cars without automatic transmission?
My car is just, I don't shift anything. I have a blinker that tells when I'm going right and left. That's all I have.
If you're driving in a residential district, sometimes they build things on the road to make you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for those things?
Well, they have stop signs.
They're built on the road, and they, you drive along, and your car sort of goes over them.